This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Derek J. Freeman joining us all the way from the seacoast of New Hampshire. Thanks for coming out, dude.
Gosh, it is such a pleasure. What a beautiful day it was to drive down.
Perfect day for a drive, right?
Yeah, especially New Hampshire's beautiful all time of year, but this time of year especially.
Yeah, the time of year when all the snow is finally melted. It is beautiful this time of year.
The green is just starting to pop back up. There's a few, bits of grass coming up here and there. The leaves haven't quite come back off
the
trees yet.
There's a local New Hampshire podcast that gives an award to the person who can find a bit of snow and take a picture with the day's newspaper. So if the latest
snow.
Yeah, so if there's still some snow on the ground somewhere, you can claim that award.
Sometimes it's just, usually at the very end it's just ice, you know?
And parking lots, because it piles up. They pile up in those parking lots.
Look for the north side of a cliff where water has been dripping down, and that's usually your best bet somewhere in there.
So I want to start out tonight with what I consider to be a little bit of good news, because we've been hit with so much bad news in this government crackdown on freedom that we've seen over the last 2 months across not just the United States, but across the world, in supposedly because of COVID-19. The reality, of course, is that it's just government goons that want to seize more power. And they have managed to do that, shutting down countless businesses across the U.S., and basically telling people, well, we're just putting you out of business, because eventually if you aren't allowed to go back to business, you're not going to be able to pay your bills, you're not going to be able to, have customers coming in, you don't have any revenue stream, you're going to go under at some point. And finally, there's a lady in Dallas, and she's not the only one. It's actually hair salons that seem to be really stepping out and taking the risks here. There's a story out of Alabama. There's a story in Dallas. And I think there's another one somewhere else. But
well, you can do a to-go meal. So your restaurant, which is probably the majority of businesses that are closed down, are restaurants, is my guess.
No, dude. They've closed down all so-called non-essential businesses in almost every state in the United States.
I think that the category that is largest is restaurants.
Of what?
The businesses that are shut down.
Oh.
But they're not shut down. They're still allowed to open.
Yeah.
Well, they're allowed to do deliveries, whereas a nail salon or hair salon or bowling alley can't do
anything. So they have to. So they're shut down completely.
So they're really in trouble.
Yeah. And so it's affecting a lot of people. And, of course, it's an insult and a slap in the face to tell somebody, ooh, your business isn't essential. I mean, of course, the reality is, as one of the signs pointed out at the New Hampshire rally that I went to last weekend with, 400-plus people, there was a great sign there that said all businesses are essential. And the guy who had it, I think it was actually Justin from the Libertarian Party, Justin O'Donnell, he was taking around a pen letting people sign the sign. And I think he was going to deliver it to the governor something like that.
That's a great message.
Yeah. And so it is essential, because it's essential to that business owner.
To them.
Yeah, and it's their happiness and their customers and their employees and their well-being. All of it is very essential.
What a weird perspective for a governor or any government bureaucrat person to say, well, this is essential and this isn't. I mean, who are they to decide this?
Well, in his case, he calls himself his excellency.
He calls himself that?
Well, I don't know.
That's the title.
It's on his orders. He signs orders.
I'd rather call him president, because that was the original title.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I in thinking about all of this, and we're looking at the numbers, because every COVID fact at this point has changed at least once.
Where are we getting our information from the government?
Well, that's right. It's not a fact. I mean, the facts don't change, and there's a demand for COVID news, of course.
Yeah.
But the news is, in fact, and in a lot of cases, it appears to be just wild conjecture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have to kind of, you know, because you can't change what happened previously, but we have today, and we can make our decisions today. And I really feel like we as Americans need to step back for a second and realize, like, you know, all these facts have changed at some point. And if we let them, right, the government, the state, the His Excellency and his minions, right, all of the people, these flawed, fallible individuals that, mind you, this part's really, really important, that have no responsibility for their actions at all, right? Like an election every 2 or 4 or 6 years. That's the only level of responsibility. That's it. Right. I mean, they've already made themselves wealthy in that period of time. Now, when they make a decision, once you let them say, all right, we're shutting the economy down, and, you know, they kind of look around and they're like, nobody's assassinated us. I guess we're in charge. And, you know, the economy shuts down. Mm-hmm. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here appears to be not a global pandemic, but a test for a global pandemic. Like, right. What do we want to see? And I'm going to ask you. You can call in and tell me at 855-450-3733. Do you want these people, the ones that are completely irresponsible for their actions? I get that you may want Democrats or you may want Republicans, but you don't get to make that choice because that's not how the system works. You've been alive long enough to know that there's going to be Democrats and Republicans in all the positions that are out there. They're going to switch back and forth, and they're going to call each other names in the process. So as adults, we know what's up here. And what's up is we've turned this system over to these irresponsible people, and next time, like, we have a pandemic at this point that is going to kill apparently something around 0.1% of the people.
Not a pandemic.
Fine. Epidemic? What no. is illness?
Those things. It's an illness.
Fine.
It's a virus.
I don't argue that.
I'm sorry. I'm going to point this out because you brought it up because it's all across the media. Pandemic, pandemic, pandemic. I'm sorry. Until you start to know people who've died from this, until, like, most people have some experience with somebody actually getting seriously ill or dying from this, it's not a pandemic.
Well, I don't know. Because
it's not widespread.
I don't know enough people to have 1,000, you know, elderly people.
Most
with
people are connected with at least 750 people at some level in their lives,
sure.
And now even more so with social media.
Most people
don't know anybody who's
I know people who know
down
people.
With this.
How's that?
Yeah, sure. I know somebody who knows some people, too, and they've all survived it.
Well, I know some people that I know somebody who knows somebody who died.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay, so how many degrees of separation is that?
That's two. To be a global pandemic, it simply has to be worldwide. That's what pan means. So if it's killing 1 out of 1,000 people worldwide, then it is a pandemic.
No,
fine.
Okay.
I don't want to argue about that part. This illness, if we're going to...
Well, it's fear-mongering, Mark. To use terms like this, it buys into the government's narrative to be prevalent throughout an entire country, continent, or the whole world. 1 out of 1,000 is not prevalent.
Okay, well, the infection...
Sorry.
But the infection rate is, we just saw this week, the infection rate is 22 to 55 times as high as previously stated in the city of Los Angeles.
Right, which means it's even less deadly than the government was reporting.
Right, it is far less deadly, but it is far more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if people all over the globe have gotten it, they don't have to die for it to be a pandemic. It just has to be prevalent. So it does fit the definition of prevalent. Pandemic.
Yeah.
Anyway, going on, if this illness, do you want the next illness that comes along, what if it's 0.01%? 1 out of every 10,000 people dies. At
I don't
what
care.
Level? I know what your answer is. Your answer is 100 out of 100 people dies, freedom's still important. And I think
that's my answer.
I think it's a great stance to have. However, I want the audience to just ask themselves, do you want politicians to have the ability to shut down we know how deadly the flu is, and at this point, COVID-19's killed about 2 times it's like a bad flu season in the United States. Was it worth shutting down the economy? Maybe it would have been worse, but what level? At what level? How many people have to die in order for shutting down the economy to have been acceptable? And that's really the question. We don't even get to ask ourselves ahead of it. You can't shut down after 500,000 people have died and have any success.
But
so either The best solution I've come up with is let people decide for themselves.
Yeah, but you don't get that choice.
I mean, that's the problem.
Nice. Like, you know, why even go through the mental exercise of saying, oh, should we allow politicians to shut down the economy if we didn't get a choice the first time and we're probably not going to get a choice the second time?
I haven't changed my life, but...
You work from home.
Well, and I work from here, and this is essential.
There's something to that.
We got more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Well, if every individual decided to ignore, or at least 10% of the individuals decided to ignore these orders, then we would still have 10% of an economy. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms as well over at discord.lrn.fm. You will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you join the Discord server and hop into one of those call-in line rooms. They're right there at the top of our channel list. But what is the Discord server? It's a way for you to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. There's always interesting conversations going on there. There's different channels with different topics. One of them is all about coronavirus and more like, you know, all about the insane government crackdowns and the crazy responses that people have had to it. But there's interesting stuff to be found there.
Kim Jong-un isn't cracking down.
No, but I suspect his sister will if she takes control.
Might very well.
She looks like a cold commie bitch.
I saw them wearing masks in the photos.
They should be fine then.
North Korea.
They should be fine then.
Yeah, they're all right.
So anyway, get on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop in there. Communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising here. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So, Mark, you had a question that you were asking about government crackdowns and shutting down the economy. Can you kind of refresh or re-ask that question?
Sure. I guess what I want is for people to think about this. Look, I understand that people are experiencing different levels of fear right now, and that's completely reasonable. We've been inundated with news about this virus through all kinds of, I mean, nobody can avoid it. You could be a hermit living in the woods at this point and not know about the coronavirus or COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-19 or whatever, you know, whatever one wants to call this thing. I don't really particularly care. Kung Fu flu is fine by me. You know?
I like that.
It's clever. But you know, when the other alternative appears to be turning over to irresponsible government politicians the ability to shut down the economy at will. Once they've done it, they're not going to not do it again. Okay? Like, now we've told them, it's all right, it's a good boy, you've shut down the economy and destroyed everybody's livelihood for a disease that at this point has killed no more people than the flu, a bad case of the flu.
What do you mean we've told them? What do you want people to do?
I
disobey.
Yeah, I think that politicians are reactionary, terrified little creatures, okay? If we went about our lives, enough of us, and I know, whenever your plan says, if enough of us, then you already know you have a bad plan.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the moms who are getting arrested at parks for pushing their kids on the swing. I mean, they're doing what you're recommending. How's it turning out for them?
I'm curious about those, how those situations are going to go in the Supreme Court.
I bet they're not happy about it. I bet they wish that they hadn't done that.
Most of them probably won't take it to trial, though, Mark, as we know.
I mean, come on.
They probably won't even get charged.
It's like you're
suggesting
that
you're getting charged.
You're suggesting that people have some control over the government, which is baloney.
I think that if enough of us just said we're living our lives, and the politicians would jump out in front of the parade. I admit, this is telling other people to go live their lives in a way that I have never lived my life.
Well,
I don't have to do it.
For you, Mark. According to the surveys that have been coming out, it looks like a super majority of Americans and New Hampshireites and whoever else supports this government intervention.
They support the shutdowns.
There's lots of people that support it.
Yeah, they love it. I think Sununu, who's the governor here in New Hampshire, his approval rating's gone up to like 9 out of 10, and that includes Democrats.
Yeah, nothing is better than an authoritarian in a crisis.
Everyone
loves it.
Yep, but I think people are getting tired of it, too. I mean, the roads are basically as full as they are whenever I'm coming to work.
Yeah. Not quite. I mean, there are a lot of people driving around. New Hampshire has, from what I understand, it's got a bit of a more of a freedom mentality amongst the people, so I'm not surprised when I have heard people from Massachusetts say that the roads up here are busier than they are in Massachusetts. So that kind of warms my heart a little bit. Plus, there's a fresh video that just got uploaded to the Free Keen YouTube channel. If we have a chance, we'll play it on the air tonight, where some parents who, I don't know who they are, I think they're just normal folks from New Hampshire, push back big time, not violently, but verbally, against a couple of Concord police who showed up on a snitch call to snitch out these parents and their kids who were playing on the local playground, and they just let these cops have it.
Wow.
I mean, calling them Nazis, calling them robots. I got to say, I couldn't have done a better job than what they did in this particular case. So, you know, if more people did push back, and again, non-violently, just, you know, not going along to get along, not doing what they're told, and if more of these politicians were experiencing that, it would make things a little better, I think.
Well, these police in this video, they didn't arrest these people. They just basically said, all right, we told you we're leaving.
That's because the part you don't see where the camera starts recording, there's the part before that. Yeah. They did leave the playground area. There's like a tape, you know, police tape or whatever around the playground.
Sure.
And so they did go outside of the police tape zone. So they had obeyed the demand, the threats from the officers in that case.
Well, one thing, Mark, about your comment is it almost suggests that we're going from a zero to one. Like, we were in freedom, and now we're not in freedom. But as a libertarian, I see this as just a matter of degree. Like,
that's right. Yes.
Nothing has changed.
Agreed.
More people are aware of their lack of freedom.
And it's a great opportunity to inform people, though.
I want to go to the phones here. We got Brad on the line in Myrtle Beach. He is listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, thanks for... You touched on briefly what I was going to ask. Why aren't any lawyers out there pushing the constitutionality of what these governors are doing? Each state has its own constitution, right? I'm not confident that they're adhering to their own state's constitution, but I feel like they're for sure stepping on our United States constitution.
Yeah, I tend to agree, right? If anybody has the power, it's the governors. And I'm curious as to how this is all going to shake out in the long run. I wouldn't hazard a guess at this point how it's going to go. But, I would agree with you. I'm very curious.
It makes me wonder if there's ever been any significant legal pushback against violations of emergency orders before, or has it always been that there's only been temporary emergency orders that didn't have as wide cutting of an effect as these? Are these the most, you know, invasive orders that we've ever seen? I suspect so. It's certainly the most I've ever seen in my lifetime. So maybe there's never really been an opportunity for a case like this before.
Well, I find it interesting. I read our governor's orders in their entirety, and towards the end, he had felt the need to put in there that should any part of this be deemed unconstitutional, the rest will not be affected. I just find it interesting.
Brad, thanks for the call and the question tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe if some of these business owners, like this lady in Dallas, who I'll tell you about coming up here in a little bit, who opened her salon yesterday morning at 9 a.m., has received a threat, a summons or whatever, and she says she's going to keep going. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a number of hospitalizations in his state has fallen to the lowest level in 21 days. The governor also announced a new way he'll begin testing.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing. I assume, and my guess, and my educated guess, is that independent pharmacists will take us up on this.
New York has started testing healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transitive law enforcement workers, doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients and will be the first tested. Georgia is now one of the states that's beginning to reopen businesses. Oklahoma and Alaska are also starting to ease their restrictions. This is USA Radio News. An outbreak of COVID-19 at a Walmart in Aurora, Colorado has killed several employees. KCNC TV reporter Dominic Garcia spoke with Jesse Metcalf, an employee at the store, who says management tried to keep employees from knowing about the outbreak.
The Tri-County Health Department has closed the store, and Jesse has no idea when she'll go back to work.
We reached out to the health department, and they told us to call Walmart, but nobody answered the phone or anything.
When your store opens back up, do you trust that management will do what's necessary to keep you safe?
No, I don't.
Many Walmart employees say they're worried about going back to work with the pandemic still spreading in their community. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for Phoenix for Sunday. It's the earliest such a warning has been issued for Arizona's most populous city. Temperatures ranging up to 107 degrees will produce dangerously hot conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us here, toll-free at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org.
Now, I just did an interview with the guy from Divvy, and it turns out they're in beta on that wallet right
now. That's exciting.
So if you go to DivvyProject.org and join their Telegram channel, mm-hmm. you can talk to them there about...
joining the beta?
Yeah, getting in on the beta.
Hey, that sounds pretty cool. All right, so check that out. We go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then coming up, I'll tell you about this Dallas hair salon owner that I think is should be an inspiration to a lot of people. She decided she was going to reopen her business. You know why? Because if she didn't, she was going to lose it forever. So she finally got to the point, which we were talked about on the air. It was like, hey, business owners, the government is going to threaten you with pulling your license. They're going to threaten you with fines and imprisonment. But if you're going to lose your entire livelihood and your entire business and everything that you've created simply because you've been forced out of business, then you might as well just go ahead and reopen anyway. What have you got to lose? You're about to lose it all anyway, so go ahead and just reopen. And she apparently sees it like that. We'll tell you more about this lady in Dallas in a moment. But first, we go to Mike in Brunswick, Maine, listening to WLOB. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I think the word you were looking for earlier is civil disobedience.
I believe I said that earlier.
Did you really?
I didn't
catch you. I just caught you, because these people got to get out and start opening their businesses again. This is nothing but, it's a huge scare campaign. Huge scare campaign.
So you're not buying it either, huh?
No way.
How are they going to pay for the legal bills?
Well, basically, let me ask you another question. What the hell is the ACLU on this?
At home in their pajamas drinking like the rest of us.
Now, that is a good question. The ACLU does tend to take freedom of speech cases. I don't know if they've ever done freedom of business cases. That may not be their area of expertise.
A lot of these states, they violated everyone's civil rights already in a lot of these states.
Sure.
They've gone over the edge. A lot of these governors have gone over the edge. Take a look at Michigan. Are you kidding me? You can't buy paint. You can't buy bird seed.
You can't buy seeds. And that's not just Michigan. Vermont also has those restrictions, from what I understand.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're just, and I'm telling you, I got to be honest with you. Regardless of how everybody feels about Trump, I've watched a deep state in this country in the past 3 years try to overthrow a duly elected president. And I'm telling you something, I don't put nothing past these guys down there to try to get this guy out of office.
Okay, see, this, I'm going to have to break with you on this viewpoint. So I've agreed with you so far, but this whole deep state conspiracy theory, it's a bunch of poppycock, if
what
you
do
ask
you mean?
Me. Yeah, can you describe for our listeners what you mean by deep state?
No, I may, but go ahead. Somebody define deep state for me, please.
More or less, you can take a look. It's all out there, the Russian hoax, the Russian collusion hoax. We went through the Ukrainian hoax.
Okay, but what is the deep state?
Can you define what the deep state is?
Well, basically, the deep state is your intelligence agencies, who we've now found out were behind this hoax. That includes the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the DIA. They were all behind all this. And because of all this going on, everybody seems to forget. But right now, they're declassifying a lot of this from this. A lot of the footnotes in the FBI report and Michael Horowitz's report. And I'm telling you, this was a major coup to overthrow a president in the United States.
That may very well be true. So I would agree that there is a deep state. I would separate from you on this one, Ian. There are what people define the deep state as, and I'm going to give it a shot too, is essentially the government bureaucrats that aren't elected, that pass all kinds of rules that the rest of us have to follow, and have been largely unchecked and unchallenged for 100 years.
But those are just the state. Why do you call them the deep state?
Because the idea is that you're able to, what you're told in civics class, right? It's we the people, we're the government. We elect these
people.
That's
a bunch of BS.
Agreed. And over the course of 250 years, those people that we elected hired a lot of people. Well, those people that they hired, in many cases, just don't go anywhere afterwards. There's some changes, some appointments and that sort of thing. But, those people have opinions on who should be in charge and how things should be done and all that sort of thing. So when... You think the EPA folks were happy when Donald Trump got elected?
No, not exactly. No, and that's what I'm saying. There was, this was a major upset for everyone. They figured Clinton sashayed through the door, and they were all still safe.
Mike, I want to ask you this about this deep state.
I worked out in that hellhole. I know.
I want to ask you this about this so-called deep state. Is the deep state bad, and the not deep state, like the normal state, good?
Well, it depends upon whether they're following the Constitution or not. It's like so
which
many
one of
actions.
Which one of them does?
I'll tell you, the FBI needs to be completely shut down and reformed.
How about just shut it down?
Where is where's the charter for the FBI in the Constitution? How does
exactly?
You know, the Constitution exactly. gives no power to the United States federal government to have a policing agency. And should it have one? And I'm not saying it shouldn't have one, but it should, they should go through the process. I mean, we're playing a game here. That game's called the Constitution of the United States of America.
Who's playing this game?
They are.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who plays that game.
Well, the politicians are supposed to play it.
No, nobody cares.
Well, you're right. No one cares because they have this piece of paper that they say they're following the rules of and they're not.
Yeah.
The piece of paper clearly says in the Ninth and Tenth Amendments that any power that is not specifically delegated to the United States government should be returned to the people.
Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. Derek J., what do you think about? Have you heard about this deep state concept? What's your understanding? What do you believe about this?
Yeah. To me, the deep state are the government agents and bureaucrats involved in covert activity. That's how I always understood it. So it's the people who are doing things that we don't really know about until, like, later things get declassified.
Okay.
I mean, this is not controversial. People know that there are covert operations within the government,
sure.
government agents, and their actions are revealed later. And, you know, that's a thing that exists. And yeah. I would define that group of people as the deep state, because
okay.
I think they can have an influence on the public-facing state, and then we don't really know what they're
up to. There's definitely secretive programs. Okay, yeah.
I would define that as the intelligence agencies, but I'm happy with anybody who defines any term that they want to use.
Sure. Okay.
You know, that's where you have to start.
So intelligence agencies are different from the deep state?
No, they're part of the deep state. But
the deep state's larger than that to you?
Yes.
I think because Mark defined it as the people who linger around. Like, so if Obama appointed someone to a position.
Those are just bureaucrats. They're not secret.
I didn't claim that they were secret.
Well,
I
deep suggests it's underneath something.
It's just that they're deeply ingrained or something.
So at the top, you have the very, so the ones that can change quickly. Uh-huh. And so you got the president, can't stay longer than 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And then a little below than that, you have, the ones that don't have the seats that turn over on a regular basis. So you have.
So is that deep already? Or are we already
no,
in the
that's the mid-level.
Okay.
And then you have the appointees of that come and go. So when you get a new president, you get a new appointee, right? Right, and then beneath that you have the ones that never change.
Yeah,
what they call G level or whatever.
See, here's the thing with the narrative around this so-called deep state. It typically consists of, well, the bad people are in the deep state, and there's these good people in the regular state fighting against one another.
Yeah, I never heard that suggestion.
That's what that guy was just suggesting. He was saying the deep state was going after Trump, and the suggestion there is that Trump's this good guy and that he's up against the deep state. We got more coming up here. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J.,
and Mark.
So we're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. I do want to say thank you to T. Hammond, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. T. Hammond supporting the AMP program, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, for $10 a month. That's the price on gold. It's not the price of an ounce of gold, but that's the price you can join the AMP program as a gold amplifier. Although we only ask for $5, and then you'll be a silver amplifier, and you get all the same perks. It's just some people want to contribute more, and I'm not going to say no to that. So thank you, T. Hammond, for the generous monthly contribution to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're on almost 200 radio stations today, and it's thanks to listeners like you, like T. Hammond, becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. You can do PayPal or credit card, or you can do Bitcoin BTC to sign up over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks too. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We'll continue with your calls, but we were just talking about this idea of the deep state. Somebody had called in and suggested that the deep state was trying to take down the president. And this is a common narrative amongst these believers in this so-called deep state, that it's a struggle, an internal struggle within the state between the good people that are in the state and the bad people, and the deep state are the bad people. And really, to me, it just seems like another distraction to get people all whipped up that there's this drama, you know, going on, and, oh, you got to support your good people in the state and help them fight against the deep state. We've got to stop the deep state. When the reality is, we who care about freedom should be concerned with stopping the entire idea of the state. Mm-hmm. And this whole deep state thing is nothing but a distraction to get people to think that there's some sort of good within the state, that it can somehow be salvaged. If you can just get that darn deep state out of there, how are you going to do that? I don't know. But if you could just get those darn deep state people out of there, then everything would be good. The state would be full of good, honorable people, and everything will be okay.
Okay,
that's the message that I get from these
people. There's a nugget of truth there. It's, I think, about the sunlight being the best disinfectant. Like, the more we can bring the actions of government bureaucrats or anyone within the state into the public light, the better they will behave. theoretically.
It doesn't hurt, right? Like, we've certainly, in our history of doing activism, we've shined plenty of light on government bureaucrats and their nasty behavior. It hasn't really stopped it generally, but it has made them a little more cautious in some instances in how they approach things.
If the attitude of people shifts from, well, I'm okay with, you know, faceless bureaucrats doing covert activities in my name with my dollars, you know, I'm okay with that, to, hey, you know, I don't like that. I don't want people doing covert activities. I'm against that. Whether or not that continues, that's a good attitude shift. That's a shift in the right direction that I would hope to see.
And I like to you know, pick up the Constitution and mention it to people during these instances, because for one thing, you were referring to the deep state as sort of intelligence agencies, and I'm with that. Certainly the deep state suggests very little light gets down to it, right?
Yeah.
If it's deep, light isn't getting in.
Yeah.
And you know, so I'm fine with that. And showing it, you then ask sort of, you know, some questions of people if the government is doing these things. And one thing's for sure, under Bush, there had been less transparency than any other president up to that point. Then came Obama.
Recent Bush, okay.
And there was less transparency under him. And now you've got Trump where, you know, we're not even reporting on drone bombings anymore. Like, at least the Obama administration, the guy they called drone bomber, right? Drone bomber. He reported that he would release the numbers of people killed by drones. At this point, Trump's not doing that at all. And he has this kind
of
paranoia around him that everybody's out to get him, so he's going to release less. He's got the least transparent.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to say here is that, ladies and gentlemen, if you are the government, and believe me, I don't think you are, but if you still believe that nonsense that you were taught in civics class, maybe it was true at one point. I don't think so, but maybe. If you believe that, how are you going to make a good decision come November? How are you going to pick the very best old rich pervert for the job? And if that's, you know, ultimately, if that's what you're going to get, you get to choose between. But how are you going to do that? If you have no information, the
federal government, to choose between those people.
The federal government is going to release less and less and less and less information as time goes by. Why? Because they're getting away with it.
I want to go to Tom. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to ask you about the free press, because I think they kind of give the deep state the gas by 99% of the free press being pro-Democrats. I mean, if you have a free press, the 63 million people...
Are you saying that the deep state are Democrats?
Yeah, well, it is right now.
See?
You got Comey, you got Strzok, you got Joe Kerry.
Wait a minute. How can you name the deep state? I thought the whole idea of the deep state was that they were secretive.
No, the whole idea of the deep state is the people in power that get together to oust somebody
that
like
you don't
Trump.
Like. So the people. See, this is exactly what I was saying. The deep state are the people in the state that you don't like. There's plenty of people.
I said I didn't like him. I used to like Comey. I thought he was all right, but I think he's on the wrong side. And all I'm saying is the free press fuels these people. The free press, with 63 million people voting for Trump. If we had an actual free press, then half the press would be for Trump and half would be for the Democrats.
Well, why don't you go start a newspaper?
We don't have a free press.
Well,
we have a press with 95% of the news companies all trash Trump. That's all they do, and they don't say anything bad about the Democrats.
Well, if you thought you didn't have a free press before, just wait until the bailouts start coming in, because there's a bunch of media companies that are in big time hurts right now. They're on a tough time because media companies are for the most part based on advertising models. So you have to have advertisers in order to pay for the costs of running.
And advertisers can't afford it.
And right now, even if an advertiser can afford it, they may just be like, well, why would I want to advertise if no one can come to my business? I can't even be open. Why am I going to advertise?
And what that guy's saying, I can really relate to. I love the news and I love to follow what's going on, and it's so hard to find a good source of news without any spin, just the facts. It's like really hard, and what's a guy supposed to do if you want to know what's going on in the world?
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Well, the good news is there's more opportunity now because of the internet to get more news sources than you ever could.
Yeah, but
it used to be that you were stuck with the local paper and the local radio station or two or whatever, and
that's
that was
true.
It.
I sift through a lot of alternative media, but I have to sift through a lot in order to get just a small amount, and it's not easy. I want to relate to that caller and say, like, man, I know, the news, it's so biased, and where do you get good stuff?
Well, the number one cable news channel is Fox, so, I mean, it depends on how
all of them are going down in
so
viewership,
what?
Right, because the viewers are dying. So I'm just making the point here is that when he says 95% of the age, I don't know. It sounds like he's just pulling that number, pulling out of a full
cloth. He's just saying a lot. Right?
A lot. And I do agree that there's some people, it's like, God, the media and the way they go after Trump just seems like in many ways, it's like they just hate him.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, they do.
You know, maybe it's because he does some things that they're just not used to, right? Like Trump sitting up there a few days ago just sort of, you know, going off the top of his head as to whether or not drinking Fabuloso is a good way to deal with the coronavirus. I'm like, geez, Donnie.
That was hilarious.
You know?
Let's go to your calls and continue. This one is David. He's calling from Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to talk about New York, but a quick comment about the deep state here.
Yeah.
CIA Operation Mockingbird. Here's the direct quote from CIA at the then director, William Casey. Definition of his Operation Mockingbird. We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false.
Wow.
That's what they're doing today.
You know,
manipulating the media just to, just make up anything, you know, hey, make up a big story and put it out there as the truth, you know, and everybody will believe it. Yeah.
I swear.
That is outstanding.
I saw the Captain America Winter Soldier movie, and if folks haven't seen it, you don't need to see every Marvel movie to see this one. It stands on its own. But the idea that somehow around World War II, this, authoritarian undertone entered into our government and changed everything to the point that either it's creating the crises and the problems that we're facing, or at the very least enterprising on every one of them and creating this database of everybody so that they can figure out who the dissidents are and take them out in one fell swoop. I wonder whether that's just, where did they get that script? Because it sounds exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
David, thanks for your call, man.
He had another point.
Did he? You want to hang on to him? All right, stand by, David. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We will continue. We've got a couple more hours, plenty of time for you to join us here on the radio. And the number for you is 855-450-FREE. Actually, just dropped off the line, Mark. So, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls are next, and you can also call on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.